Southwark News, Thursday, August 18th, 2016. Demolishing archway would be extremely un-Peckham. Council wants to build new flats where arch now stands, but campaigners fight to keep it. 1 year after floating plans to demolish the Peckham Arch, Southwark Council has submitted plans for new flats and shopping space in Peckham Square. The planning application includes details of 19 new flats in 3- and 4-storey buildings in the square off Peckham High Street. If approved, the £11 million project could also see the removal of the Peckham Platform exhibition space in favour of a wider square. The designs by Carl Turner Architects suggest that 30 of the 58 habitable rooms in the flats could be for affordable rent, and a fraction of those at social rent. The ground floors would also include a mixture of gallery, co-work and retail space. But local groups, who have been banging the drum for protecting the 19-year-old Peckham Arch, have accused the council of having an agenda to get it removed. A spokesman for the Save Peckham Arch campaign told the news, "It's unique and flamboyant. I believe what is unique to Peckham should not be replaced with buildings that are replicas of what we can find elsewhere. It would be extremely un-Peckham to get rid of our arch, and I think doing so would be a decision we would all live to regret, just like we're regretting getting rid of Peckham Lido. We understand the requirement, but feel this would be better suited to another site. We don't think the council has explored the alternatives." A planning statement within the application said, "The structure of the arch is in need of extensive maintenance, with the lighting system no longer functioning and the structure requiring cleaning and repainting. The roof membrane is also nearing the end of its lifespan, and a survey of the roof is required." Councillor Mark Williams, Southwark Council's Cabinet Member for Regeneration and New Homes, said, "We know there are strong feelings about the arch, which has been a landmark for the town for many years. When we looked at the long-term plans for Peckham and the acute need for new homes, especially bigger homes for families in social housing, and affordable space and workspace, we concluded that removing the arch was the best way forward." Will Allsop, the architect who won the Stirling Prize in 2000 with his design of the Peckham Library, said the plan would destroy an important bit of landscape. Local architect Benny O'Looney told the news, "The arch was built as a celebratory arch, a bold, grand gesture from Southwark Council, promising a renaissance for Peckham Town Centre, which was then at a low point."